Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nittai Gaur Haribol, 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 Nittai Gaur Haribol.
पाद पर हमसे प्रज्वलेगाचार्य अष्टोदशत इस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद पर हमसे प्रज्वलेगाचार्य अष्टोदशत इस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सुरेश ठाकुर को स्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से गई है जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री मथुरा धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। यमुना मैया की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल गरिष्ठ असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गरिष्ठ असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल गरिष्ठ असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज हरे कृष्ण। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल गरिष्ठ श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिपरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा. सो सिक ब्लेसिंग अप ऑल द ड्यूटीज सो दैट आई विल एबल टू से समथिंग फॉर माय ओन प्यूरिफिकेशन. सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस अबाउट फर्स्ट वर्स ऑफ श्री शिष्टाक्षरकम इन दैट चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम. सो वी विल सिंग दिस वर्स टुगेदर. चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापनम श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम विद्यावदू जीवनम आनंदान्वृद्धिवर्धनम प्रतिपदाम पूर्णामृत स्वादनम सर्वात्मता स्नपनम परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तनम. सो शिष्टाक्षरम इज द 8 वर्सेस गिवन बाय लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु इन हिज एक्सटेसी. दीज आर मोर लाइक द रिफ्लेक्शंस देन द इंस्ट्रक्शंस. And out of all the 8 verses, this first verse is very deep and very concept rich. So today we will try to discuss something about Cheto Darpan Marjanam. And this verse talks about, first verse talks about Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So let it be victorious. Then one may say, what is so much glorious about it that it can be called as let it be victorious? So we can take some example that sometimes in a there is a battle cry. So sometimes some commander is there to guide the all battle. To all the troops at that time, to enthuse the people, what he has done is glorified, that he has fought in so many battles and he won so many battles, he got so many medals and all the things, so that all the soldiers, they get enthused and we will win this battle also which is ahead, so it is glorified like that. This holy name, what is this glories of this holy name are glorified in the first verse of the Shishtakshtakam. So holy name should be conquer our heart, and when we remember the glory of the holy name that inspire us to surrender to Krishna. So whole thing is that when we hear about the holy name, it should conquer our heart, and whenever we hear the glories of the holy name, whenever we hear someone's glory, then about in material world also we see ki someone, when we hear the glories of some people, so in devotee circle when we hear the glories of the devotees, then we surrender to them. And in material circle, someone surrenders to some film star, to sports star or some other stars, depending on one's consciousness. So when we will hear the glories of the holy name, then we will surrender to Krishna, to holy name. And but this surrender is not by force. Krishna doesn't force us to surrender to him, because surrender or love, it cannot be by force. Or we can't say someone keeping gun on his head that please love me, say I love you. It is not possible by force. One should earn that love by one's qualities. So similarly, holy name also is like that, and his qualities are there. So our surrender should be voluntary to Lord Krishna. And in battle, actually we see the surrender is there in battlefield, it is bad after battle is over. Means one party has now defeated, he can't do nothing now, he has no power, so he surrenders out of no choice. But in surrender in Krishna consciousness is not like that. First we surrender and then the battle start. That we have to first surrender to the Lord, and then so this is the not frustrated surrender. even if it is frustrated, it is also welcome, no problem. But when voluntary surrender is there by law, it is well and good. So the holy name is such a glorious manifestation of Krishna, so we should pray to holy name that let me offer my heart to the holy name, who is the manifestation of Lord Krishna. So we should surrender to holy name. So what happens sometimes, maybe some citizens in the country, they are antisocial, some antisocial elements which who can against the government sometimes, because they don't like the government, they rule and what decision they take. But when they come to know that now the new government has come and this government is now going to take care of us very well and so many projects will be there and this, then there is a surrender that they becomes voluntary surrender to the government. Similarly, when we understand the glories of the holy name, the result of understanding is that our willingness, unwillingness to surrender changes to willingness to surrender, and in this way the holy name will conquer our heart. So that's why Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So this Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let it be all victorious. And this all depends upon how we take it. And now we will see how the holy name of the Lord is all victorious. So of this first verse, we will discuss about Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So what is the Cheto? How that Cheto means is like a mirror. Now that has become very dirty because of so many impressions of inner heart, of so many millions of lifetimes, and we have to clean these dirty images or dirty mirror. So Cheto means consciousness or mind, Darpana is the mirror, and Marjana means to clean. So first of all, we will see what is the mind is, then how mind act as a mirror, and then Marjanam. So this lecture, I heard there is an uploaded lecture of His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. So I this lecture is all presentation is based on His lecture. So we will see about the mind first. So what is the mind? Mind is the like a window. Mind is like window, because we are all spiritual beings, and to have some connection with this world, we have the mind. Through mind, there is a structure through that we can connect to the world. So in Bhagavad Gita, we can see Shrutram Chakshu Sparshanam Cha Rasanam Ghanameva Cha Adishtaya Malachayam Vishayan Upasevate. So all the senses are centered around the mind. So we can see sight, hearing, taste, touch, smell. These are centered around the mind. And when we passes from one body to another, there are some conceptions of our life. As the Bhagavad Gita explains, Shariram yad avapnoti yachapi utkamati ishvarah grit vedani samyati vayur gandha ivashayat. As the air passes from rose garden, it carries good aroma. Then is from filthy place carries the filthy aroma, filthy smell, not aroma. So that is being there. So when body passes from one, soul passes from one body to another, there is a some conception of life that goes from one place to another, from one body to another. So actually in the first word we saw that upasevate. Upasevate means, actually it means the soul does the seva of the sense objects. We think that we are enjoying the sense objects, but I am enjoying the sense object is not like that, because actually we are chasing after them, so they are making dance as per their will. Means it is all done through mind. Because why are running after sense objects? If we maybe like sense objects are not running after us, we are running after sense objects. That it makes us dance. So we can see these sense objects are like a pathways, and it gives us to information of the outer world to us. These are like the pathways. Mind is like a bigger window, and these are like a small pathways leading to the mind. And unless our mind is there present, even though some senses are getting some information, it will not get processed. If mind is not there, it will not get processed by intelligence, and then we will not be able to take the information. So sometimes we can take the example of, if in a one room there are three windows and door, so different information are coming through different windows, and through one window we can see some person is talking with someone, some other window we can see some birds are flying and different thing. But whichever window we focus, that information we get. Information is coming from all the windows. And we can also choose to not focus on anything so that no information will come. So sometimes it happens that we sit in front of someone and he talks with us. But after some time we say, what you said? So such a thing is called as absent mindedness. That are you absent mind? Actually mind is not absent. But mind is not with the person or with the body. That is called as absent minded. So similarly, many times we are doing some certain activity. So if our mind is not there, we will not be able to do it properly. So we'll say that we should focus. We should have focused mind. Then only it can be possible to do. So you can see mind is intermediary, not focus in that direction. Then whatever comes, if you want to read this, then you have to focus the mind. Otherwise, you're not able to read properly. What is mind is intermediary. Connection between the intelligence and senses. And if it's not focused in that direction, then whatever comes in from outside, I think it's some different. So whatever is focus of the mind is there, that information will come inside. That means mind is also, and other thing is that mind is also acts like a TV. Suppose we are sitting in a room watching a TV, but when TV is, some match is going on, football match is going on, thousands of miles, and then we are gone through the TV to that place. At that time, when person is so engrossed, he can't see what is happening around. So mind also carries us from one place to another. It is like acts as a TV. So we can see how it works. All the raw information is coming, and whatever senses the mind is focusing, only that is there that we can process and we can come to know. So I was just hearing some small clip on the YouTube, and that explaining how there is one person, he is a billionaire now. When he was a small, he was studying below the lamppost outside, and he was studying there, and some marriage party passed by, and when marriage party passed by, someone came there to that boy and asked, in which direction the marriage party has gone? He said, which marriage party? So that means he was so focused in his studies that he doesn't have focus on the what is happening around. So wherever the mind focuses, our intelligence and that information get to the soul. So we'll see now. So how actually mind acts in two ways. So first we'll see the soul is the different from matter. So in verse 13. Bhagavad Gita verse 13.22 it is mentioned. Purusha prakriti sthoi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sad asad yoni janmasu. So Lord Krishna says, Purusha, the soul, prakriti sthoi, is caught in the material nature. How? Bhungte prakriti jan gunan. So just to enjoy the different sense objects under his soul is under the captivation of the modes of the material nature, all the modes of the material nature. So we can say one example. Suppose a child is watching, gone to watch a horror movie, and when he watches the horror movie, he can see that there is some ghost, some disabled person, is a disfigured person, is eating someone, then doing different all kinds of nonsense things. So when he sees that, absorbed in that movie, he cries, he perspires, and all the emotions, different emotion comes. So if he is at home with his mother, then it may be safe place for him. But he choose to go to the to watch the movie and that horror movie. So similarly, we have been with the Lord in the spiritual world safely, but we choose to watch the horror movie of this material world. So we are come here, and all the what is the reason? Bhungte, the desire to enjoy is what takes a person from the safety of the house into the fear of the horror movie. So from a spiritual world where I just came to enjoy, different from the Lord. So now we are in different movie theaters, 84 lakhs movie theaters are there, and we are enjoying the different horror movies in the different theaters. So now we will see how we get covered in this material world. So there is an example of the movie theater. Once we go in, almost all of us has gone in the movie theater, maybe some exception. So once we enter, there is, what is that? First thing is, one set of light goes off, and then other set of light is there. So that is avaranatmika, that's light goes off, and then prakshepanatmika, that light goes on. So once the light goes off, we can't see anything. And even who is sitting next to us, who is our neighbor, we can't see, and we don't see also. Because our focus is on now movie screen. Because now we want to get engrossed in that. And similarly, when the Lord, we come to this world, Paramatma is there. And Paramatma is the heart closest to us. But because of this avaranatmika shakti, we don't want to see him. If someone in movie theater, someone say, want to talk also or say about something, we say, please keep quiet. I am now focused in the movie. Someone puts the light on, so everyone start screaming. Best, please switch off the light. Anything happens, no light. Similarly, anyone wants to give some knowledge to the conditioned person, they said, we don't want it. We are happy. So in one lecture, I was hearing of Sarvabhaum Prabhu, he was telling that, like giving the example of this movie theater, and he said, this avaranatmika shakti has covered us. We are not even remembering the Paramatma, and we have come to this material world, and there is a big screen. Or he said, and this big screen is like a picture. And we said that, mera gaadi hai, ghoda hai, makan hai, bibi hai, bachche hai, and now this whole show is going on. Whole life, we are going attached to this big screen. That is because of prakshepa atmika shakti. So, this is, and Maya is the illusory energy of the Lord. And she is a person. And she courts us in this material world. And men, how she courts us? Maya is like, because of, I have converted keynote into the PPT, something as is there, some spelling mistake will not be there, but some distortion may be there sometime. So Maya is compared to the mind for the practical sense, because when the Maya acts, it acts through mind. When we get attracted to certain some things, it's through mind. So Maya allures us through mind. So it is say that Maya is almost equivalent to the mind, because and what is the mind do to us? There are so many attractions in this world offered by the Maya, and we get jumbled. So we can see because of this mind, this tiny soul, we can see, has been kicked into the material level of reality. We were there happily in the spiritual world, but because of this, we came here and our mind is now putting us into the, with all our material relations and everything, we are thinking them, they are ours and they are, and also one thing mind has done, we have here, and we are accepting all the spiritual, all the material things at, with the oneself. And other thing, in the material world, when we are in the material world, through the fake news, that fake news means, that mind, what mind does, it acts as a TV, and also our, distract our consciousness, and carries all over the world. All over the world, all over the universe. And we are get caught in the unreal things. But it is not that mind is doing all wrong only. Some good side also of the mind. That it is needed for the some positive things means for functional necessity mind is needed. Because may we are driving car or bike, so for focus we are studying. So it is needed for the focus, mind is also needed. So we can't neglect the mind. So what the mind see? Mind, we can see the what things mind can do. Attaches us to illusion of this world, then needed for normal functioning in the world. But we have only one mind, it can't be replaced because even though it attaches us, we can't do replacement. And so we have to live with the mind. Whatever is like that, we have to live with the mind. So now, we just have discussed about the mind. So, that is, so how we'll see how this mind acts as a mirror of our consciousness. How this acts as a mirror. So we'll see. So, some distortion is there in the slide. You can understand. Soul, it is Satchit Ananda. So, it is not came properly because Satchit Ananda. Sat means eternal, Chit means conscious and blissful is Ananda. So, we again now go to the example of that movie theater. So, in the movie theater, when light is off, so we are conscious. Or we have ability to see around what is there, who is with me, who is in front of me, in back of me. But we are not straining to see. And that is our chit, conscious, original consciousness. That is called as chit. But our, now we are focusing on the movie screen. And that is called as chitta. So chit and chitta are different things. The capacity to be conscious of surrounding is chit. And consciousness projected in the movie is the chitta. So chit equal is equal to cheto or chitta is wrong. Chitta is not our original spiritual consciousness, that is the soul is called as Satchit Ananda, is not there. So chitta is the embodied consciousness, it is not come to there. Chitta is the embodied consciousness. So what is this embodied consciousness? So we can see Prabhupada gives the example that this is the original consciousness by which the soul can pursue the spiritual reality, and chitta is the soul's consciousness that is attached to the matter. Therefore, this consciousness is got caught in the matter. So because of that, we are can't pursue anything other than matter. So there is an example, if some person is very money-minded, then he will see everything in terms of the money. If someone gives him birthday gift, he see how much value gift that person has given, how much value gift that person has given. Accordingly, he will judge. Also, there is an example that once there is an anti-alcohol campaign was there, and a person shows in a glass of wine, he puts some insect, and that insect dies. And when insect dies, he asks the people there who came, so what is the your what is your what you say about this? So that time one person says, by if we drink alcohol, then all the germs in our stomach get killed. So now, because he is attached to that alcohol, his intelligence is just trying to say what he is doing is correct. So vision is gets conditioned by the attachment. So thus citta is the consciousness caught in the matter. So once here, so Prabhupada also gives the example. He says, when the man goes to pass stool, after passing stool, he gets disgusted by seeing the stool. But the same stool, when hawks come there, is very attractive to him. Substance is same, but as per the consciousness caught in the matter, what is there, that hawk may be in human form of life sometime before. But now, when he is in the this hawk's body, now it is got caught. So, citta is the consciousness that is caught in the matter. So, Prabhupada says in that verse, avinashitu tatviddi ena sarvam idam tatam avinasham avasyasya na kachit kartum arasi. So, the purport Prabhupada writes that pervades the whole body, the consciousness. This is the original consciousness. And this is not the citta we are talking about. Chit. And this is the energy of the soul. And then we can say in Bhagavad Gita 13.6 and 13.7, Krishna says, Mahabhutani ahankaro buddhir avyaktam evacha indriyani dasakamcha pancha indriya gocharaha. So, he described that how these 24 elements, this kshetra is made of these 24 elements. And then he says, Icha dvesha sukham dukham sangata chetana diti etat kshetram samasena sa vikaram udaritam. So then say, because of this kshetra, they are made of material elements, we get Icha, Dvesh, Sukh, Dukh, Sangata and Chetana. So desire, aversion, happiness, distress and this consciousness. So all are these kshetra vikar. So they are the transformation of material nature. So how can be consciousness can be the transformation of the material thing? It is like a spiritual thing. But Lord Krishna, what is talking in this verse about the Chetana is not that Chit, it is the Chitta, that is embodied consciousness. That is the embodied consciousness. So, we have seen the example, the Prabhupada gave the example. So, our consciousness is there because of, and this consciousness is shaped by the body. So, if there is a hungry cow, and if you give the flesh to a cow, she will not eat. She will not eat. And if a tiger going to the grass, he will not going to eat it. Maybe quality of the soul is there in both the cases. But because of the body, the consciousness has got change, embodied. So, as per they do the things. So, why now this is the our consciousness got embodied. So, we can see now why we are talking about this, because Cheto Darpana. So, this consciousness has got embodied and now we have to clean this consciousness. Because of this Chitta, we pursue the things differently and we pursue ourselves also differently. So, that means that our consciousness doesn't only makes us to pursue the things in this material world, but also makes us to pursue ourselves differently. That means the money-minded person is there, he will always think of himself in terms of money, that money worth. If I have so much money, then only I have some worth. If some very health-conscious person is there, and if he gains little bit flesh on his body, some weight, he becomes very alarmed because he considers that he is the body and he has to maintain it properly, always thinking about that. So in that sense, we can say that when we are talking about consciousness, we mean chitta, and this chitta or cheto acts like a mirror. Means whatever there is in our made it, according to we pursue the things, ourselves also and outside things also. So in verse 6 chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord talks about Yatro paramate chittam niruddham ego sevaya yatra cevatmana atmanam पच्चन आत्मनि तुष्टति. तो यत्र उपरमते चित्तम, देयर द मटेरियल मूवमेंट्स ऑफ द कॉन्शियसनेस स्टॉप्स. व्हेन बाय प्रैक्टिस ऑफ योगा द मटेरियल मूवमेंट्स ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस स्टॉप. व्हेन देयर इज प्रैक्टिस ऑफ योगा देन मटेरियल मूवमेंट्स ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस स्टॉप्स. एंड देन यत्र चैव आत्मना आत्मनाम पच्चन आत्मनि तुष्टति. दिस परफेक्शन इज कैरेक्टराइज बाय वन्स एबिलिटी टू सी द सेल्फ बाय द प्योर माइंड एंड टू रिलीज एंड टू रिजॉइस इन द सेल्फ. व्हेन दिस चित्त गेट्स प्यूरिफाइड क्लीन देन वी कैन सी हू वी आर, वी कैन सी. सो इन दैट सेंस इज एक्ट्स एज ए मिरर. सो व्हाट हैपेंस विद दैट प्यूरिफाइड माइंड, वी कैन देन सी दैट आई एम द पार्ट ऑफ कृष्णा. I am his eternal servant. Krishna loves me. Krishna is so attractive. And when we have this relationship with Krishna, ourselves, have this relationship with Krishna, then pachyan atmani tushtati, tushtati. We become satisfied within the self, and like the example is given, like Sukhdeva Goswami. So, we can see, so as long as this mirror of the mind is unclean, we can't see ourselves in, we consider ourselves in material terms, and unless we consider ourselves in material terms with the material things, with material identities, till that time we will be unsatisfied. We will, whatever we have, we will never be satisfied, because there are so many persons who have so much thing, but they never get satisfied. I was just seeing one video that saying that there is a king of some in East countries. He has 5,000 cars. 5,000 cars, all branded cars. So, see, if he has so much, still he is buying more and more because he is not satisfied. And he spends like anything on the, for haircut, he, every month he says that he gives to that his haircutter, that person, barber comes from London and he pays him 35 lakhs rupees for one haircut. So, he is so much spending, he has so much money. So, that's why, whatever, but he is not satisfied. Otherwise, he has been satisfied, he has not acquired so many things, again, more and more. He was satisfied with his first 10 cars, but now he has 5,000 cars. So, how he can use them, that God knows. How he can use it. So as long as we are connected to this concept of mind, this material conception, we will not be happy. So we can take example, if we want to apply the tilak, and if we take the mirror, but tilak is already drawn on the mirror, then how, whatever we can see, that tilak drawn on the mirror is on our forehead. We are not seeing the what our forehead is, but seeing that the tilak is on the forehead. But that is the chitta, that embodied consciousness, like that tilak, we are seeing. So we are seeing oneself what is embedded on our consciousness, that chitta. So that we need to clean. So we'll talk about the marjanam. So how? So marjanam means to clean. We have heard of Gundicha marjanam. So whenever we think of cleaning, we think that some physical activity, because we have to take the mop and some stains are there, we have to remove it properly and then it will come out. But mind itself is subtle, so the cleanliness in the mind is also in the subtle, that uncleanliness is also subtle variety. So for that we need thing which is subtle, and that is holy name of the Lord. That only we can see. So in Bhagavad Gita 6.27, Lord says, Prashanta manasam yenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. Prashantam manasam enam. That person's mind become prashant, very peaceful. Yoginam sukham uttamam. At that time, the yogi experiences uttam sukh, the transcendental happiness. How will this happen? How will get uttam sukh? Upaiti shanta rajasam. The mode of passion in such a person has gone. So, when the passion is gone, Brahma Bhutam Akalmasham means Brahma Bhuta. That yogi has understood one's spiritual identity, Akalmasham. Kalmash means impurity and Akalmash means purity. So Akalmasya means all impurity is gone. Then we can able to see what we are. So the water is unclean, we use water purifier. Similarly, when our consciousness is unclean, mirror of the mind is unclean, then we have to take the shelter of the holy name of the Lord. Then only when we chant holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, then the cleaning process will start. So Bhaktivinoda Thakurji says that Krishna Das e Biswas Karle to Aar Dukkha Nai. If we just have the faith that I am the servant of Krishna, then there will be no more misery. So point is that chanting the holy names help us to gain realization that I am the servant of Krishna. So this also works in two ways. Like Prabhupada said, when we chant, we should be in the mood of servant and ask Krishna, please engage me in your service. That is one thing. And then by chanting, we get the service attitude inside it. It gets infused in us. So service attitude is very important. So just when we chant more and more, we feel, yes, I am the servant of Krishna. And so it purifies us. That is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So we may have many desires, sensual desires to enjoy other away from Krishna, which are very strong. But when we keep chanting again and again, gradually those desires will vanish. For example, it is given that when some enemy attacks, but if there is continuous fire on the enemy, then they will subside. They will surrender. So similarly, these desires are continuously attacking us, so we have to chant continuously. Even if we are not thinking like chanting, still we should chant when the desire comes. And gradually, the desires will go down, and then our this mirror of our mind, it will be get clean. Then there will be Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to the chanting of Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, but it will happen when we chant properly. It is not that we are in the process of cleaning, but is broom is there in the hand, but while brooming, we are doing something else. Then again, so it will take a lot of time to clean the room if we are doing other things while brooming. Brooming, if mobile phone comes, then we take the phones and start talking about it. And broom is in the hand. Then again start. So it will not happen because we should be. So there are some slides mentioning about how we should properly. Should be japa should be proper. So it is from the Mahatma Prabhu seminar. So Keshavan Prabhu, I asked some extra mic so that someone can read. If it was able to see this, no. Okay. So I think it can be adjusted from there. So again. If mic is there,
how we chant when we do not feel like chanting?
When we can, I told Keshavananda Prabhu to take.
You know the mood behind this type of chanting. I have to chant, but
Prabhuji, I think this mic is there, it will be okay, because there also is not there, then okay. If mic is there, it will be okay. I had already told him, he said he will give. So I will read. So, how to properly chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra Japa? This is from Mahatma Prabhu. So, I will read it. Nish Nish Ram Ram, Nish Nish Ram Ram. Srila Prabhupada once imitated how we are sometimes chant without focus, without concentration, without proper pronunciation. How we chant when we don't feel like chanting. You know the mood behind this type of chanting. I have to chant, but I did rather doing something else. And in our mind, we are thinking, I can't wait to get these rounds out of the way. When shall I be finished? So all do this. So we do all do this, and it can get pretty bad. I know devotees who chant rounds while watching football games on TV. Srila Prabhupada explained that this type of chanting is more or less useless because it will not produce the desired results. Love of Krishna. To even